Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week, we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guest today spent her earlier days with psychedelic rock bands in the Twin Cities. These days, she mixes up her own brand of roots and Americana in the Quad Cities. Her latest album is called No Scars, No Stories. Please welcome Lojo Russo.
Hello, my friend. It's been a while since I've seen your face. Man, I've missed your smile. How's the wife and the kids? Oh man, are they getting big? Seems like just yesterday we were kids ourselves, raising heaven and hell. Those were the days. Well, here we are with a little more time. Just these have been kind. You're looking great, thanks, I'm doing fine. How's the wife and the kids? Oh man, are they getting big? Seems like just yesterday we were kids ourselves, raising heaven and hell. Those were the days.
Excited to have the excitement and passion of Lojo Russo on our stage this week. That's one thing among a number of things that you bring to performance, Lojo, is your passion, your excitement, your energy. Welcome to our stage.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm really glad to be here, man.
Okay. Introduce us to the others on stage, helping you out today.
Absolutely. On my left, Ms. Lori Haig on the cajon and other percussive things.
All right. Let's hear it for Lori.
Am I always sitting? And on my right, many of our listeners and some of our patrons here might recognize Gayla Drake on the fiddle.
Sure, we know Gayla Drake. This hour is all about your music. You've got quite a number of albums in the meantime. Is the one I'm holding up, which is No Scars, No Stories, your latest from 2013.
Right.
Number 8, is that the correct?
To the best of my accounting, it's either number 8, number 11, number 6. One of the, I'm not really sure.
It's a fabulous album. Do pick it up. You can find out more information at lojoerusso.com. Real name, stage name?
Real name.
Real name.
Yeah.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Minnesota. I was born in California. Grew up in the Twin Cities, suburb of the Twin Cities, actually, and lived in Minneapolis most of my adult life, and that's where I kind of grew up musically.
Okay, I want to ask you about that later, because
absolutely.
You've been in a lot of different facets of music, and we can perhaps talk about that a little bit later. Let's go back to music. Lojo Russo, what do you got for us next?
Well, you know, funny you should mention this whole where have I been, where I come from. This song was written... for my daddy when he asked me to. I grew up without my dad because my parents split up, so he's in California, hence I went to Minnesota where my mom's family was from. I got to spend a couple of days with my dad just kind of getting to know him again, and I was somewhere in my 30s when this happened. And so I was a drinking age and he was a drinking age, so we drank. And we talked and we said things, and at the end of it all, we said to each other, I cry when you leave. For years I believed that you couldn't care less. Our love was a lie, my life was a mess. What I thought was reality went up in flames. Our picturesque family was never the same. My heart was bereft. Oh, honey, I cried when you left. I cried when you leave. For all the years we've wasted, try not to grieve for the tears that I've tasted. The summers were shaking, the winters were cold. My heart had an aching I could not control. When the years came and went, we tried it again. Time has a way of repairing the pain. I talked until dawn. Now, honey, I cry when you're gone. The tears that we tasted. We stole the memories we shared when the bottle was empty. Our souls had been bare. We found the one thing we thought we had lost. Time to move on. Stop counting the cost. The message is clear. I cry when you're not here. Child, I cry when you go with my heart on my sleeve. I'm telling you, Daddy, I cry when you leave. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I want to just quickly thank Lori and Gaylor for coming up and playing on this set with me today. I'm so used to doing the solo thing that when I get a chance to play with musicians, it's like, ooh, I get so excited. I get so excited I forget words to my first song. That's how excited I am. So going back to the new album is called No Scars, No Stories. And that happened for a number of reasons, a series of events that came up in my life. This first song I'm going to do off that album is called Echoes in the Bone.
There's a quiet that haunts me, holds me and taunts me, pulls at my heart and weighs like a stone. There's a place out of time where memories unwind and fall through the cracks, echoes in the bone. That shakes me, threatens to break me, grasping at shadows, I know I'm on my own. There's a trace of you here, it's faded but clear. I reach out for you, echoes in the bone. Between calm and the madness, like the notes of a chord in a simple, pure tone. There's a grace in that sound, small but profound, and I listen for you, echoes in the bone.
Thank you very much. All right. I've made you all sad, now I'm going to make you all happy. That's what I do. This song's called Lucky Day. Lucky days happen to me a lot. I feel very fortunate. I don't know why I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky I got a parking spot in New York City in front of the place I was staying for the weekend, and I didn't have to move my car until Tuesday. That is very lucky. Find a parking spot in New York City. Find a new guitar, don't she sound pretty? Yeah. All my
clothes came back in style. When I found a sweet woman who can make me smile, feels like my lucky, must be my lucky day. Must be my lucky, oh yeah, my lucky day. Got a nice job and it pay real good. Got a nice little house in a nice little hood. IRS and we owe you. Well, I got a sweet woman and she loves me too. Must be my lucky, feels like my lucky day now. Cross my face. Don't ask why. I guess that I'm just looking.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Lojo Russo is our guest for this hour on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. We specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. Have been in the business since 2001. Our shows are recorded before a live audience most Fridays of the year at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. Our shows are open to the public. You can walk right in. Find out about upcoming shows by going to iowapublicradio.org and searching for Java Blend. And to find out more about Lojo Russo by going to her website, lojorusso.com. Gayla Drake on the stage, as well as Lori Haig helping out Lojo with some backing there. And it's sounding fantastic.
Thank you.
Playing a little from the latest album, No Scars, No Stories, but yeah, also some other compositions you have here, Lojo. So we heard about your upbringing a little bit.
Yep.
In Minnesota. We got you down here in Iowa. You call the Quad Cities home now. What brought you to Iowa?
Interesting story. I was playing a show, a festival in Ohio, and I got hired to do the festival through a friend of mine from here in Iowa City, and she said, come and do the show in Ohio, and I said, okay, and then I got there, and she's like, these are my friends from Iowa, and I said, hey, old friends, how are you? They're all helping out on the stage. And by the end of the weekend, I was being called by one of those friends, and I was calling her back. And then I moved to California, and then I went to Ireland, and then we said, sure, let's try the Iowa thing. And it's taken me a while, but it's been 10 years now, and I'm getting used to it.
Not getting used to the winters, though, probably.
Oh, actually, the winters are a little nicer than Minnesota.
Of course.
Except for the ice. I'm not used to the ice thing. I want to put like spikes on everything all the time, all winter long, but... But otherwise, no, the winters are all right.
Okay, let's go back to music. This hour, the music of Lojo Russo, performing live on our stage at the Java House for Java Blend on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Right on.
Get up in the morning, there's a full moon in the sky. You lift your eyes up, awaken to the dawning, when first you realize you made your mind up. Answer to the calling, you know what you will find. You gave your heart up. And it comes and it flows down the wall until it comes to the fall. At the start of it all, feels like the end. Welcome, friend. All these wonders never cease to amaze me. I'm in the middle of all this craziness. I hear a voice that's crying, somebody save me. Look around and there's no one else, no one. So you give it to the morning and all that it defies. Hold your head up. Waking like a newborn, the truth within your lies. You kick your feet up. And you come on without warning. Ooh, you sound your battle cry. Raise your voice up, raise it up, raise it up, raise it up, raise it up. It comes and it flows down the wall until it comes to the fall. At the start of it all, feels like the end. Welcome, friend. Step into the water. Step into the water.
very much. That song's come a long way. That actually appears on my record, Little White Box. That says a lot about me too, didn't it? I just said record. I did not make any records. It appeared first on my very first CD called Understated, and in that way I was like, you get up in the morning, there's a full moon in the sky. So I've come a long way in my writing and my arranging since then. Thanks to everybody for coming out today. Nice full house here at the Java House. Thank you so much. I'm going to do a song called Girl with three R's. Girl. I wrote this song when I discovered I was one. Don't laugh. I only wrote it like 15 years ago, man. It was quite a surprise, I got to tell you. No, I did. I had an aha moment at some point in my adulthood where I realized that I'd been pretending to be something I wasn't. And it made me just kind of rethink a lot of things, even my wardrobe. It made me rethink my wardrobe. I bought girly bits that you wear under your clothes that I'd never purchased in my entire life. So it was just lots of things happening to me. And I know you're looking at the dainty flower in front of you right now in my crinoline and high heels. So I know it's no surprise to all of you here in the room that it's the taffeta that gives it away. So here's my post-feminist rant about why I didn't realize I was a girl. But luckily it's never too late to find that stuff out, so.
Upon a time I could fly. All I ever had to do was close my eyes, and I was a pirate captain on a distant sea. Tarzan swinging on a vine through the jungle trees, 'cause I didn't know I could be strong, still be a girl. Once upon a time, I would dream a magic carpet right where I could be the King of England or even Robin Hood. And now the shining armor, I'm doing good, 'cause I didn't know I could be strong, still be a girl. Just to see their faces smiling back from my history pages. Where are my heroes? Where are my heroes. Upon a time I was blind to the other half, holding up the sky, but now I see so much clearer and I know so much more, and there's nothing can stand between me and I'm knocking on my door, 'cause now I know I can be strong, still be a girl. Once upon a time I could fly, still be a girl. Once upon a time I could fly, still be a girl. Once upon a time I could fly, still be a girl.
Thank you very much. So I'm going to do another song off the new album called Bigger Picture. It's a song about learning to say no. Learning to slow down. Which is not something I'm always very good at doing. I know there's a lot of us out there that don't know how to just step away, just step away. Spend my days distracted, every small detail, every possibility of every chance to fail. Seems I'm always moving at 100 miles an hour. What's that old cliche? Something about a flower. I don't see the forest for the trees. I don't see the flowers for the buzzing of the bees. I don't see the highway for the cars. I don't see the moonlight for the stars. I got 50 different irons, 50 different fires, 50 different ways of spinning, 50 different tires. Every new direction got me whirling like a top. Never saying no, never saying stop. I don't see the forest for the trees. I don't see the flowers for the buzzing of the bees. I don't see the highway for the cars. See the moonlight for the stars. Slow down. See the bigger picture. Slow down. See the bigger picture. I can't keep this pace up. I'm out of control. Gotta take a breath, gotta get a hold of myself now. Slow down. See the bigger picture. Stand still for a moment. Let the moment last all day. It's not the taking of the moments, but the ones that take your breath away. Now I see the forest for the trees. I start to smell the flowers. When I hear them buzzing bees, I can see the horizon past the cars. I can see the moonlight in the stars. Oh, now I can see the forest for the trees. And I stop to smell the flowers. When I hear the buzzing bees, I can see the horizon past the cars. I can see the moonlight in the stars. Thank you. We don't get together very often, but when we do, we enjoy it, friends. We've had the privilege of working together like 3 times or 4 times now, something like that. You might have remembered us from being out on the plaza at one of the Summerfest concerts. Was the word. And I've played with these girls before on a couple of occasions, but on this occasion, about a month ago, I said, "You guys, can you do this show with me?" And they said, "Sure." And I said, "Great, I can't rehearse until the Wednesday before." And they said, "Okay." And I knew they could do it. I knew these girls could step up and do it. So just to prove it to everybody, including ourselves, we're going to play a brand new song. It's not on any of my albums yet. We call this Front Porch Swing. Yeah.
front porch swing. There's rising in the sun. We ain't done swinging, ain't done having fun. Grab your partner, call the song, and put the coffee kettle on. Still on the front porch swinging, here we go. On the front porch swinging, by the light of the silvery moon, dancers kicking up the dust, lovers on the swoon, boots and bare feet stomping out the rhythm of the tune. On the front porch swinging, here we go. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Swing in the sunset's low, we're swinging to the fiddle and the bow. Swing a partner around in a good old do-si-do. On the front porch swinging, here we go, here we go.
Thank you very much. It's always fun to bring out a new one and just see what happens. I'm going to do one of my own here. So this latest album, No Scars, No Stories, I spoke of a number of events that that preceded this this particular album. And in the past, I've never been one to write from pain and emotion and happiness and all that stuff. I kind of consider myself a storyteller more often than not. And so this album was the first time that I actually did a lot of searching and looking into myself and writing from stuff that was just kind of coming up of its own free will. Now this particular song is very near and dear to me. It was written by a good friend of mine, Michael D. Matheny. And when he wrote it, he gave it to me to play and to sing. That was about 25 years ago. And he always wanted to record it himself, and he never got the opportunity. So I play it for him.
And my water is your pain. hopes, our fears, our dreams, our needs. So take my hand again, my love. Light a candle to fill this darkened room. Lay your head against my chest. Dance with me till the morning comes. Let your fire give me insight. Let your fire light my way. Let your fire give me shelter. Let my water ease your pain. Let your fire give me insight. Let your fire light my way. Let your fire give me shelter. Let my water ease your pain.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa Band.
Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Coming to the end of the hour with our guest, sad to say, Lojo Russo. But we've still got time for several more songs. We shouldn't close it quite yet.
We're enjoying it. Because I'd hate to close on that.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Lojo Russo is with us. No Scars, No Stories is her latest album. There's been about seven or eight of them. That last one came out in August of 2013. She's been sharing songs that she's written from that. Very personal songs, as well as some very happy, electrifying songs. And she has been through many genres in her musical career and landed on the incarnation that we're hearing today. I guess you could say that. Now I want to play a little game with you before you get into this next one, because I've got under the footnotes section for Lojo Russo. There are three little things I want to say, and you get to pick one to tell us more about.
Okay.
This is from your life. There used to be
Lojo
that.
Lojo Russo, this is your life.
Yes, okay. The program here. Okay. You could tell us about playing for Czech President Václav Havel, or playing before Marshall Crenshaw at a house party, or the last one, you could tell about crashing the stage during a Michelle Schacht show. They're all equally tantalizing, but you get to pick one. We don't have much time.
All right, well, I'll pick the last one, since it kind of involves Lori Haig over here, who's been in charge of the Iowa Women's Music Festival for, you know, since its inception almost, and that's how I got kind of my first taste here in Iowa City and of music and the music festivals. And this one particular year, I wasn't playing, but I knew Michelle Schacht was playing, and I had my mandolin. I had heard that every once in a while she'll just yell out to see if somebody wants to come up and play with her. So I sat on the sidelines with my mandolin going, look at me play. I'm not, no, no, don't, no, I'm just, no, no, look at me, look at me. No, no, no. So she finally got tired of looking at me, and she said, get up here. And I went up and I played the rest of her set on my mandolin with her and her bass player, and I had a blast. It was very cool.
You had a blast, undoubtedly. Did she have a blast?
I believe she had a blast as well. She ended the show with the electric slide, with the entire audience doing the electric slide. So that was kind of cool. So,
ooh, great story.
Not to belittle Marshall Crenshaw or any of the other dignitaries that I've
you know, there's a future date where you'll be back on this show. We'll save those up for those. Okay.
Right.
Lojo Russo, take us back to music on Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Thank you.
because it's dark don't mean it's night. Just because it shines don't mean that it's light. Just because it's true don't mean that it's right. Just because the clouds move in the rain falls down, fire still burns inside. Just because your bones shake don't mean that you're old. Just because it's set don't mean the story's been told. No, no. Just because the clouds move in when rain falls down, fire still burns inside down. Fire can still burn.
Thank you very much. Well, I have been through a number of bands and a number of genres, and one of the genres is Celtic music. I played Celtic music out at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival for more years than I care to admit, and I'm currently working in a band out of Minneapolis called the Hounds of Finn doing Celtic music as well. So I kind of got my Celtic back, and I'm going to bring you a little of my own brand of Celtic music right now. This song is generally known as a bar tune, a pub tune. It gets very wild and ruckus, and it's a lot of like yelling and screaming, I tell me mom and I go home, you know, like that. And I'm not going to do it that way, because that's not how I roll with my Celtic music. Well, it kind of is, but this is different. So, we're calling this one the Bell of Belfast City.
It's alright till I get home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. Comes a courting, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who she ever noon. He says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. Knock at the door, ring at the bell, oh my true love, are you well? Out she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and the bells on her toes. Well, Jenny Murphy said she'll date, she doesn't get the fellow with the roving eye. Tell me, ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone, when they pull my hair, stole my comb. That's all right till I get home. She is handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. Comes a curtain, one, two, three, please won't you tell me who is she? Oh, who is she? Mm-hmm. was low when they pulled my hair, stole my coat. That's alright, till I get home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. Comes a court in a 1, 2, 3. Please won't you tell me who she. Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, don't come tumbling from the sky. She's as sweet as apple pie. We'll get her all that by and by. And once she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her mom when she comes home. Let them all come as they will. Sabin Mooney, she loves still. Tell me, mom, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Well, they blew my hair, stole my comb. That's all right till I get home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. Comes a curtain, 1, 2, 3. Please won't you tell me who is she? She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. Comes a curtain, 1, 2, 3. Well, tell me, mom, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone.
Thank you very much.
Let me jump in here before we go back to music, final music from Lojo Russo, our guest this week on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One, and thank Jim Davies, our on-site sound engineer, Phil Moss is our technical producer, assistance and editing by Derek Kellison and Mitch McAndrew. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. We specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists, and you can find out more about this broadcast. In fact, download this broadcast or listen to it online as a podcast. Go to iowapublicradio.org and search for Java Blend. And thank you very much, Lori Haig, for helping us out today, Lori. And Gayla Drake with that awesome fiddle. First and foremost, to Lojo Russo with your original music and
thank you so much.
Guitar.
Thank you, everybody.
With that guitar and that shock of blue hair, do you change the color occasionally?
No, I've never changed the color. It was all blue for a number of years.
Yeah.
And the whole rock star mystique kind of wore off when I'd find myself at 2 a.m. between shows, touching it up with a toothbrush and touching up the roots in a wayside rest or a truck stop. I'm like, okay, this has got to stop. So we just went to the bank.
It looks very nice.
Thank you very much.
One last question from out of left field.
Okay.
Have you ever known anybody else named Lojo?
Yes, actually, I have.
Really?
There turned out to be another gal in the Twin Cities who was going by the nickname Lojo.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out through other people that her standard reply is, no, I'm not that Lojo.
I'm the other one.
Evidently, okay. She didn't play guitar, so good.
Well, the three of you, it's been a delight to have you on our stage. Thank you very much. And let's have you take us out with some more music. Lojo Russo, thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, I gave you a bunch of original stuff. Now I'm going to give you something originally done.
Don't go. said I've done all right for a girl. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and drive them on the sea. Said yes, but that you were not alone. Sometimes I feel that you're avoiding me. I'm a gay alone, but you got